So this was posted about 3:30 today, and it appears as though U.S. House Intelligence Committee confirms U.S. spies intercepted Trump team communications on numerous occasions. So does this prove Trump was right? Let's have a listen.
First, I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. Third, I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked. And fourth and finally, I want to be clear, none of this surveillance was related to Russia or the investigation of Russian activities or of the Trump team. The House Intelligence Committee will thoroughly investigate surveillance and its subsequent dissemination to determine a few things here that I want to read off. Who was aware of it? Why it was not disclosed to Congress? Who requested and authorized the additional unmasking? Whether anyone directed the intelligence community to focus on Trump associates? And whether any laws, regulations, or procedures were violated?
So what I have a question about, and I think you guys are going to have the same or similar questions. Why in the world is mainstream media still getting away with lying and pushing fake news? Trump has said multiple times that he was quote-unquote wiretapped. Well, this is the House Intelligence Committee confirming that U.S. spies intercepted Trump team communications on numerous occasions. In other words, it's not physical wiretapping, but it is wiretapping. If we broaden the term from the 1970s, how much more are they going to get away with? It's ridiculous. They are fake news. But yet, the people who are calling them out on fake news are the ones who are basically going to be shut down soon. The latest attacks from YouTube, the latest attacks from all over the globe, because it's not just in the U.S., and it's not just us. You have the FBI going after InfoWars and Breitbart. You have YouTube, Google, and some other conglomerate companies that are going after alternative media for attacking their companies for attempting to kill us all. And that's not an exaggeration, because if you look at Monsanto, they're poisoning us. We just did a video on it. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.